have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, let's get this show on the road. This is Dr. Kaz. Dr. Kaz, cause and effect, right? Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, if you have tuned into the Genesis Frequency, and I am so grateful that you did, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. Again, much appreciation to you for doing that. Yesterday I went back to the beginning, in a way, talking about goals and dreams, telling you about an event that I spoke at, and I asked a room of 30 or 40 people, how many have goals, how many have big dreams, and sadly only one hand went up. And so it got me thinking, well, I don't want to just assume within this podcast and all these episodes that you've already done that. So I just want to encourage you, if you're one of those that has not sat down and made a list of everything that you want, slow down and do that. Make time to do that. You're worth it. You are important. You really are. I'm going to share some questions today that may help you along your way. Questions to ask yourself. Because you may be one of those that thinks that, well, that goal setting stuff, that's for everybody else. That never worked for me. Well, you're really deciding by default. You're saying, well, I'm not going to set any goal. I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. Well, you can go with the flow when you want to know what direction that you're going in. You have to know what your next step is to take. I used the analogy yesterday of loading the family in the car for family vacation that you've built all summer long looking forward to. August is coming up. You get in the car and you say, okay, where do you want to go? You don't know. You have to have some direction in life. Otherwise, living life's just going to be a series of defaults after defaults, and you'll spend most of your life standing in your puddle of circumstance and situation, scratching your head and saying, what happened? But let's think in a positive direction today and explore some areas. And I want you to really consider some different areas of your life, not just everybody right away when they think of goals, think of, a bigger bank account and a lot of money. Because I use the analogy, what are you thinking about when you're standing in line to buy that Mega Millions or Powerball or that big lottery ticket when it's up to $1 billion or $500 million? Excuse me. And so most of our thoughts right away turn to the money. So that's one area that we look at, financial abundance. How much? What do you want? What's your big dream goal? What will do it? Add up all your expenses for the year. What would that take? And then figure out how many years you intend to be in this physical form. How much would you need? Come up with an amount. How much by when? What about in the areas of business and career and your vocation? What are you passionate about? What do you want to do to be in service every day? Are you okay and comfortable with trading your life and your time for dollars to build somebody else's dream? Or perhaps you want to build your own dream. Build something for you. everybody's got a different answer to this. So it can be in business, it can be that promotion in their careers or a different vocation. Big dream goals are what we're talking about. What is the big dream goal that you have no idea could, how it could possibly come true for you? What about fun time and recreation? I use that analogy about vacation. Maybe you want to plan as your big dream goal a trip or a vacation of a lifetime. Maybe it's a trip around the world. Maybe it's one of those 30 or 90 day cruises. Maybe it's just something so outrageous, but it's a big dream goal because you don't know how it could possibly come true for you. That's what we want to focus on. The how's going to move in. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get you involved in the program. We're going to get to the how. You just have to know what. You just have to know what it is. And then we're going to talk about ways to attract it into your life. What about health and fitness? How healthy are you? What kind of shape are you in? Could you stand to lose a few pounds? These are all areas that we want to look at as we discern what our big dream goal is. What about relationships? Relationships, maybe with that significant other, maybe within our family, maybe new friendships that we would like to get. Maybe it's somebody we would like to meet that's in our field. And maybe we've looked up to them from a distance as a mentor or a leader, someone we admire, and we want to meet them and engage with them and sit down and ask questions, but we don't know how it could possibly happen. That could be a big dream goal. There's all kind of relationships. We always gravitate to that intimate, significant other one, but relationships in every area of your life could be a big dream goal. What about personal wants just for you? How about you? You are special. You deserve good in your life. What's the personal want? What's that big dream goal just for you? Maybe it's that midlife fancy sports car you always wanted. You know, who knows? But what's that personal want for you? What's that big dream goal that's just something special just for you? And then we look at the area of our legacy. What do you want to leave behind? How does that look? What's a goal in that area? What are these things that life would just be more fulfilling, more satisfying, more balanced if you move these into your life? Now, I encourage people to work on one professional and one personal goal. But, you know, that's a personal choice. Usually, if the more focus we have and intensely focused, the happier or the faster we're going to attract these things into our life, because we're really working on breakthrough quantum leap goals here. How about some more questions? Tell me about some of your major goals for your life. What is your primary goal? Do you have it written down? So when you're going through this, start writing these things down. What are the biggest challenges you are facing? Write these things down. These are all part of the discernment process. What is the one thing you would change if you could? What would you change? Often there's things in our lives that we want to change, but we can turn that into a goal because we just sit there, oh, I tried changing that, I stopped doing that, that was a bad habit, I can't, you know. That can be a big dream goal. Ask yourself, if time and money weren't an issue and nothing else could get in your way, what would you really want to do? How do you want to spend your days, day in and day out? Is it on the beach every day? Is it at home every day? Is it traveling every day? How do you want to spend your days? What would you do if money weren't an issue? If that excites you, now we're getting to, well, maybe that big dream goal is around the area of our financial situation. How about what dreams have you given up on? Always a good question. Because you'll hear me say over and over and over again, most of us have a big dream goal or had one that we rejected because we didn't think it was possible for our lives. So we rejected it, we buried it. So what is that dream you gave up on? Could be anything. Was it maybe to learn how to play the piano or the violin? Was it to go and meet the Pope? Was it to travel to Australia? Any of these things, what is the big dream you gave up on? Was it to be a millionaire by the time you were 30 years old and now you're 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 and you gave up on that? You can do that, especially these days. Boy, you can do that. How about what would you like your children, or what would you like to leave your children? We talked about that in legacy, but would you like your children to live the life that you are living? That's an eye-opener. That's an aha wake-up call, right? Because we all want more for our children, so we want to model and demonstrate that. We need to be moving toward our big dream goals. So think about these things. Think about your dreams and your goals. I want to know, if we were meeting 3 years from today, this is from Dan Sullivan that I found in the Jack Canfield Success Principles book. He shares four, and then we'll use these to wrap up today. If we were meeting 3 years from today, what has to have happened during that three-year period for you to feel happy about your progress? Ask yourself that question. Really, really good, powerful question. If we were meeting 3 years from today, what has to have happened during that three-year period for you to feel happy about your progress? What needs to have happened to get you to that place where you're fulfilled, where you're satisfied with your life experience, where you feel like you're leading a balanced life? Okay, number two is, what are the biggest dangers you'll have to face and deal with in order to achieve that goal, that progress? What are you up against? That's where I come in. My wife and I come in as consultants, as coaches. We move you through those dangers and those challenges and get you to that breakthrough quantum leap goal. We move you along the path of achievement. Number three, what are the biggest opportunities that you have that you would need to focus on and capture to achieve those things? This is another good one. You know, those opportunities are showing up in our lives every single day. Most of us aren't awake. Most of us are not aware. We don't have that conscious present moment awareness to notice these things. We've got to get ourselves to that point where we notice what we're noticing and seeing these opportunities show up. Because they will show up, and they will show up faster and more consistently when we decide what it is we want, what is our goal. And then we'll see these opportunities more clearly because we have a focus. Our will is moving us toward that goal. As we shift our vibration, as we're focused on the goal, we're going to be attracting these things too. Don't forget about that. We become magnets for these opportunities to move into our field of experience to support us once we know the direction that we want to go. This is like placing an order. If we go to a restaurant, we look at a menu and we say, here, this is what I want. We very rarely just say, bring me anything. I mean, who does that? I mean, you see it in a movie or a sitcom or something like that. But you look at the menu and you place an order for what you want. Life is the same way. Yet here we go in a room full of business people and no one raises their hand and says, I have a goal. Look at the menu. The menu is unlimited. The pages are infinite. What do you want? Number four, what strengths will you need to reinforce and maximize, and what skills and resources will you need to develop that you don't currently have in order to capture those opportunities? All good questions to ask as you set out on your path to live the life you would love to live, to satisfy any longing and discontent that perhaps is lingering deep within you. That's what the Genesis frequency is all about. We got to figure out what it is you want. And then we're going to move into some of the things that will assist you along the way. One of the things that will assist you greatly is to take the time to message me, to call me, to email me, to use Facebook Messenger, to leave me a message on one of my posts on Facebook, to comment underneath this show. If you scroll down and you're on my page using my player on the genesisfrequency.com website, there's a comment section. Let me know that you would like to schedule a session to talk about this. Consultations are free. I can help you. I've helped a lot of people. So has my wife, Danae. Our company is Success Ocean International. Reach out. Let's talk about it. See if we can help you in the way that you really want to be helped, if you really want to satisfy that desire, that longing, and discontent. Let's talk about it. Reach out, and let's get you moving in the direction of your dream. One of the things we want to do is we want to add some rhythm to this. We want to add some acceleration to get you from where you are now to your pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. And guess what? You get to divine that pot of gold. So look at the menu of life. What do you want? Get ready to place your order. Sit down, shut everything off, shut the computer off, shut the TV off, shut everything off. Get in a quiet place and make a list. You're going to see Santa Claus here. Make a list of everything you want. List it. Then step away from it and come back and see what bubbles up to the top. See what really excites you. Because we have to have that feeling tone in it. We have to move that emotion into it. That feeling and emotion is going to push that goal and that desire into our subconscious mind. We'll talk more about that. For now, make that list. Decide on a goal. Let me know what it is so I can know how to support you and help you. This is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency.